Today we have the third in our series of programmes in which fathers and sons talk about the profession that they have both chosen to follow. In later programmes there will be some mothers and daughters. In the studio with me are Martin Forrester and his son Sebastian, both violinists. Let me start with you, Martin. What was Sebastian like as a child?
Well, I have to say that he was a very serious, very studious child. Rather different from what he is like now, I must say. He was always keen on music, although conversations in the house must have left him with no illusions about how tough the life of a professional musician is. Even when he was a teenager, he wasn't any trouble. He just kept on practising and studying. And we always got on well. Except that in his teens, he'd sometimes go for days without talking. He certainly changed in that respect, too.
Yeah, I'm afraid Dad gives me a harder time now than when I was younger.
No, why is that?
Well, I think it's because I make more money than him.
No, it's not that, no. I'm pleased he's been so successful, but it hasn't surprised me. He's always worked hard and he deserves his success. It's just that I've always worked in a very traditional way with classical orchestras and so on, whereas Sebastian, although he can do what I do, he has a very different approach.
Yeah, Dad nearly went through the roof when I told him I was going to play in a rock group. He just hates pop music. It's strictly classical for him.
Yeah, that's right. Although I did overreact a bit because I misunderstood what Sebastian was telling me.
Yeah. Dad thought I was giving up classical music completely and becoming a permanent member of the group. But, in fact, I was just playing for the group on one record on which they needed my style of music. Even for me, it was a new thing to do, and I did have some doubts about it when their agent first approached me. But that record stayed in the charts for 9 months, and because of that, for the first time in my life, I made serious amounts of money.
Yeah, and also Sebastian's name became very widely known. A lot of people go to his classical concerts because they heard him first on the pop record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for Dad, that was the best thing about it. But the other good thing is that now I can pick and choose what I want to do because I've got a degree of financial security. I know it wasn't always like that for Dad.
No, when Sebastian was young, I was often away on tour, and sometimes the tours were overseas and could be quite long. And I didn't like being away from home, but that's how it was for a professional musician. The kind of work that Sebastian does is different. He does a lot of recording, work for films and television, that sort of thing. He can choose whether he wants to go on tour or not. I couldn't do that.
I understand that you've had a big disagreement quite recently, haven't you?
Yeah, it wasn't really serious.
Well, I don't know about that. I was really shocked. I couldn't believe what you'd done.
What did you do?
Well, you know how musicians at classical concerts are supposed to wear formal evening dress, you mm-hmm. know, tails, white bow tie and so on?
Yeah.
Well, I've always thought that this was a bit silly, and it's not very comfortable either, so I just wore jeans and a T-shirt when I played at a concert. Dad was horrified.
Oh. Well, yes, I was, and not just me. Quite a lot of people in the audience walked out, and the leader of that orchestra has refused to let Sebastian play with them again. I think it's really important to maintain the traditional standards.
Yeah, I know you do, Dad, but I don't. And I don't need to worry about one orchestra not wanting to play with me. Mm. Makes no difference to me. I don't depend on them.
And wasn't there an incident involving press photographers?
Yeah, but, well, that might lead to a court case, so we can't really talk about it. My lawyers are handling it.
It was another regrettable incident, although it does seem that it wasn't Sebastian's fault, not in my view anyway. He has a big public image, which I never did, so I feel at a loss to advise him on how to handle these matters. I've never really had to deal with the press at all, but, you know, although Sebastian is now 28, I sometimes think he's going through a delayed adolescence. I never thought someone who was so quiet and studious as a child and teenager would turn out like this.
So, he surprised you?
In that respect, yes. But I'm not surprised that he's such an excellent violinist, one of the best in the world, I'm sure. I knew he would be even when he was very small.
Martin and Sebastian Forrester, thank you very much.